Then next, resolving the tara fika back into the voidness. Do you remember you experienced the voidness, or you even visualized the voidness? Then you superimposed upon that voidness the figure of the tara. Then you visualize the seed syllable and the mantra. So now you've got to resolve it all back into the voidness from which it comes. So there are many ways of doing this. One way of doing it is resolving tara back into the lotus on which she sits. You sort of collapse her into the lotus. Then you collapse the lotus into the moon on which it stands. You collapse the moon into the mantra. You collapse the mantra into the seed syllable, and the seed syllable you allow to disappear into the voidness. And this stage is very, very significant, because it signifies, it represents the fact or the truth that all these forms, whether they're Buddhas or Bodhisattvas, Taras or Manjushris, whatsoever, they all emerge from the void. They all emerge from our own minds, not just our ordinary everyday minds, but the depths, or if you like, the heights of our own, inverted commas, minds, from universal consciousness, not anything apart from that. In other traditions, very often, these forms are seen and visualized, different gods, goddesses, saints and sages and saviors and so on, but usually it's considered that there's something actually appearing, but not in Buddhism, not in the Tantra. Here it is to recognize that all these forms, all these images, are the products, ultimately, of one's own mind or one's own consciousness, certainly of absolute mind itself. So one experiences this practically by dissolving, by resolving this tara figure back into the void from which she came.